as you hold your arm and your hand perfectly still, you won't have anything to worry about.
I'll let you do that.
That was about 22, 23 years ago. I think my arm has probably healed by now.
Try it one time, but at my age, you know, I don't know that I would want one coming down. They could probably land or strike you at with a good deal of pressure. And these old bones have been broken before, and I don't want them to get broke anymore if I can keep from it.
Gary, I don't know if you post the record of the net online or whatnot, but I got this area of logbook sent to me in the mail today, and I've been scribbling away during the net trying to scribble down call times and steps as they were coming in, names and whatnot. I enjoy it, but I was just wondering if a copy of the net and the call-ins are available, if that's something y'all log electronically or not.
If there is an availability of past nets or not, as far as that goes, I do not do it electronically. I do it with a pencil and paper. I always have, and I've been calling this net on Wednesday nights for, 15, 16 years now. Most people, when they speak, unless it's a new call like yourself, the folks that have been checking in for quite some time, when they speak, I start writing their call down. But that, there again, I've been doing it a long time, and the new calls, the KO calls that are coming in now, like yours for an example, I have to listen for it a little bit. But in a week or two, I'll be able to get your voice and go ahead and start writing. There are some other folks that do it electronically. Gosh, I'm trying to think of probably the net manager, Dave, W4DJW. He would be a good one to get in touch with. He lives over in Greer. I know he does his. He's always done his electronically, and he's probably got a flash drive or something filled up with his, because he's been calling it about as long as I have. So if you hear W4DJW during the day and you ask him those questions, feel free. I'm sure he would be more than happy to oblige you if he's got a record of them.
Gary, KO4RMM, no complaints at all. Just curious, I suppose you have a laptop. If I had my radio in the same place I had my computer, I could just find it a little faster. But my handwriting is certainly nothing to write home about, no pun intended there. But I don't know who else is on the rag queue with us tonight. I don't want to encroach on too much airtime if they're interested in making any reports.
WOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KO4RMM, Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville. There again, Kurt, if you hear Dave on there, I know a long time ago he wrote his own logging program and started doing that on the computer. And he would probably be a good one to get in touch with about that. He is our net manager, and he tries to keep the net up and running and does a real good job of it. What else you got for us there, young man?
Hey, I've got this 4-year-old Catahoula hound curled up on the carpet next to me. His name is Grant. We haven't gotten a call sign yet, though. But he's my good buddy. He picked up at the Humane Society a few years back for a whopping $65. I feel like I've robbed a bank. I don't know why they would let a dog of this quality go for $65, but I feel like I got away with a felony here. We're dog people. We've got two of them. Got a 6-year-old beagle named Petunia. She makes herself seen every now and then. She's kind of scared, a little bit shy, but they're a pair, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I've got two of those here that are rescues. I've got the female in the backyard is she's probably up close to 100 pounds, German Shepherd. And then on the inside, we have a little 10-pound Mickey. That's a cross between a Yorkie and a Pomeranian, I think it is. But it's a long-haired dog, and it's a dust mop, as my oldest son calls her. And her name is Sophie, and the big German Shepherd outside is Callie. And good call sign for them, and I'm not saying that this is a call sign, but it's K9DOG. There's somebody used to say that all the time, and then I looked it up, and it actually is a call sign in another call area. So I won't use that anymore. But there you go. There. I mentioned the K9DOG. That belongs to Michelle Wagner in Westford, Mass. So there you go. I looked it up while we were talking.
And on HT, the 8-watt bow thing. So yes, my battery might be draining down just a touch. Appreciate that report. I don't want to stay on here and make y'all have to endure poor audio there. I can't really hear myself, but I appreciate the feedback, Gary.
Well, you came back up a little bit that time. You were perfectly readable. I just, like I said, I can't hear myself. And if had Walnut come back in, I would have still been trying to talk on my other microphone there, and nobody would have been able to hear me. But glad you're doggy people. There's a lot of us out here that love dogs and cats. I think Walt's got a bunch of cats, but we'll check with him in a minute or two. Glad you got into the hobby, and again, if you have any troubles or any questions or whatnot, all you have to do is ask. Somebody is always out here willing to help.
So, Gary, now that you asked, actually, I do have one question, sir. Of course, I have my HT. Recently, I got a ICOM 2730A, and I'm looking to have it installed into my vehicle. I was wondering if anybody out there happens to know or can refer somebody who does that sort of thing and might be able to help me get it into my car.
Most of us out there that have mobile rigs would be more than willing to help you any way we could. One thing I would suggest... before you put your radio in, decide pretty much where you want the transceiver, where you want to mount it, where you're going to mount the microphone. You know, you got to hang it up somewhere unless you hold it in your lap all the time, and that sort of thing. And where you're going to put your antenna and what kind of antenna you're going to use. Running the power cords and all of that, that's not really a big problem and not hard to do. Running the coax out is not a hard thing to do. It's just aggravating sometimes. But when you get ready, just, you know, let us know, and I'm sure I, myself or somebody else would be glad to help you.
Paul, very much appreciated, sir. I need all the advice I can get. I'm brand new to the hobby, but love it very much. Just enjoying, I can just tell all the souls that check into the Nets are all just really great people, and it's a high, it's a great caliber, quality of a person that, I guess the only downside is not being able to just see the face and meet, you know, press the flesh a little bit, but it's very enjoyable just being on here and listening to what people have to say and trying to learn as much as I can, and you're being as nice and accommodating as you are, you're an ambassador for the hobby, and you, your general comportment is beckons other people to join the hobby, so you're quite an ambassador for amateur radio, I can say, and I can't see any reason in the world why other people wouldn't want to dive in and just become a part of the fraternity or sorority that this seems to be.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but KO4RMM. Kurt, once you've been in the hobby for a little while, it's like we're all part of a family. You know, we help each other out as we can and do what we can for one another. And, you know, when you talk to somebody and you don't hear them for a little while, you get concerned about them and pick up the phone and give them a call and check on them and see how they're doing and that sort of thing. But we're just a big family, I guess. That's all you can say. One thing, I don't know if you've been to a ham fest or not. They're going to have a ham fest in Gaffney this weekend, Saturday the 23rd. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to be at, don't hold me to the address. I'm trying to remember it by, you know, pull it from memory. It's 205 or 204. West O'Neill Street in Gaffney. It's going to be at a church, but the Gaffney Club is putting that on, and you're more than welcome to go up there if you are able. It'll run from 8 till about 2 or 3 o'clock, something like that. If you want to meet some other hams, and just get up there and have a good time.
Strong copy there, Gary. That's exactly the sort of information I need. KO4RMM, Kurt Greenville, South Carolina. I'll zero in on that, see if I can pull that dress up, and see if I can haul my corpse out there. Need some hams. I'm sure I'll be deer in the headlights and everything. I'm still pretty new, trying to expose myself to things for the first time, but I appreciate that. Appreciate that heads up on the 411, Gary.
That's what we're here for. Hang on a minute. Let me see. Make a call. See if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Over Zulu Hotel Fox Good evening, Gary. Everybody on the net. In a little early, I thought it's your age. You might be the one running out of you. Just check the in and out.
Control. Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima. KO4KCL, Barrett, Clemson, negative and negative.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And KO4KCL, Mr. Barrett down in Clemson. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Barrett. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. For RMM. Kurt, what else you got for us there, young man?
Gary, it's beautiful. Even went outside about, I guess it was about 8 p.m. tonight, and I saw a big, fat orange harvest moon coming up. don't know if you had the pleasure of seeing the same thing, but this last 4 or 5 days have been absolutely pristine, gorgeous weather. That includes the nights. Enjoy that very much. October, I guess summer is officially dead. See you next year, summertime. But it's been quintessential fall coming at us. And it's a great time of year.
Moon tonight, no doubt. Me and the wife watched it come up. And I'll probably go outside and look at it here in just a little bit before I go to bed. But I don't know if summer's over with or not. I don't know if you've lived in this area long or not. But if you don't like the weather, wait 5 or 10 minutes. It'll change.
Gary, I have found that to be the case. My Yankees parents moved down here with me in June of 1975. I wasn't born here, but I don't care what anybody else says. As far as I'm concerned, I am from here. Don't let the accent fool you. I am as country as a chicken coop, and South Carolina tried true.
Frog hair split three ways, too, right?
Sir, I got started out around here with a cane pole and a bobber in my hand and squirming worm on my hook. And I love cornbread and barbecue and fried okra. And I married a Southern girl, and she even got me to eat grits right after we got married. So I don't care what anybody says. I am Palmetto State, South Carolina, top to bottom, or I'm not anything.
There, young man.
Say, I'm going to have to be 73 here. My wife has advised me to double check the time. I want to tell you what a pleasure it's been this evening with you and everyone else, all the other good souls on the two-meter net tonight. I appreciate you running it. Did a fantastic bang-up job, and I'm all the better for it. And I hotly anticipate and look forward to hearing your voice again real soon, there, Gary. Thanks again. Godspeed. This is KO4RMM. I'm going to be clear at 73.
Enjoyed talking with you this evening, and I'm going up to the Gaffney Ham Fest on Saturday, so I hope to see you up there. In the meantime, you take care. When you get ready to put that transceiver in the car, give me a holler, and we'll see if we can help you out any. But you take care. We'll say 73 to you for now, and tell that pretty little bride of yours that we appreciate her patience while we were on the radio. And we'll talk at you later. 73 there, young man. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That up to Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Mr. Walt, what have you been up to today there, young man? Are your eyes getting any better?
KI4DOS, K4OIM. Oh, man, yes, Gary. I can't wait till the third to get this right eye done. I've, like last night, I was saying I can take my glasses off and cover my right eye, and I can see everything so bright and sharp. But when I put my glasses on, I can see everything still kind of cloudy out of my right eye. And then my left eye, the lens and the glasses are too strong now. I went up the house, I had an old pair of glasses, ones I had. I just got these in February, and I managed to get the lens out of the left side, and I can put them on down here in the shack, and I can see almost perfect. But it looks stupid. If I go out in public anywhere, I put my new glasses back on. Yeah, I know if my right eye does as good as my left one is, I'm probably not even going to need reading glasses, Gary.
Fan
fantastic. You know, my wife's, well, our ophthalmologist, he looks at me and Joy both, and he told her, you know, she wears contacts, and she has cataracts, and he said that, told her that he didn't think she would need to wear contacts or glasses, either one, when she got her cataracts done. And, you know, she said, when can I get it done? He said, well, not yet. They're not quite right. So she's got to wait a little while. But that thrills me to death if you don't have to wear glasses. You won't be the first one that has told me that, that when they got their cataracts removed, that they didn't have to wear glasses, or some of them have to have, you know, wear readers or something of that nature. But as far as wearing glasses all the time, you can do away with those.
As those cataracts develop more, the more cloudy your vision is, and it's so slow, you don't know what's going on. But boy, when they take that thing out, everything is just so bright and sharp, it's unreal. And they told me the VA told, to start with, when they found the cataracts, said, no, they're not ripe yet. We have to wait till they are ripe. And then in February, when I went to get these glasses, she said, Walt, it's new technology now. They can go ahead and take them off now. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to give you a new pair of glasses in 2 years. The VA would give you new glasses every 2 years. She said, this is it. You make your mind up whether you're going to have the cataracts or you're going to go blind. So I said, okay, but I'm not going to Columbia. And tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I'm sorry when I was over at AK's, I didn't tell her I was leaving and say goodbye to her. But Gary, I didn't know till last night, I had never considered, when I started that round table on Tuesday night, that we were Elmering these people. And then when Chad went over there and got his extra, that just tickled me to death to know that you and Larry, Charlie, I can't think of his name now. Son of a gun, KI4LZI Andy, and W4DJW, everybody that comes in on that round table and helps are helping. And when you have somebody that you're helping, when they go and take their test and upgrade, that's just a great feeling to know that you had a small part of that. And then you are one of the BEs over there. I can't imagine how you feel when you've helped someone and see them in there personally, take the test, and move on up to the next grade level.
Anytime that we that have had our license for a while are able to talk with somebody and you know, help them along if they're having a problem, or you know, if they've been in the hobby for a while even, and they need a little help or something. I guess we're all helpers to each other as far as that goes. And one of the main reasons I got into being a VE was to give back to the ham community, because there was so many folks that helped me and you know, to get my license and then to upgrade and all of this. And I just wanted to give back to the community a little bit, and that's the
one of the main reasons I became a VE. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I get to go over there and get to meet a lot of new folks when they come in and get their license. And it does, it tickles me to death when they upgrade. I don't know how many that have upgraded. Hold on a minute. Kind of had to cough. I got a tickle in my throat. But I can't tell you how many folks that have come in and taken their technician and have upgraded all the way to extra since I've been doing this. But it tickles me every time that someone comes in and upgrades or takes their test for the first time. I've known a few to come in and take all three at one time and pass them all. I've had some come in and take the tech and the general and pass both of those. And then I've had others that, met others that have come in three different times. You know, they come in and take the tech, and then they'll come back in and take the general, and then they'll come back another time and take the extra. But it's always very rewarding to me to see these folks do that, and to me just to be a small part of it.
Really proud of Chad. Personally, I pick on the guy a lot, but like tonight he is calling the net in his underwear. But I don't see how he does it. He runs that machine shop, trying to learn all he can about HF, trying to learn all he can about antennas. He's going to France and don't know any kind of French, but yet he can, and he's interested in Morse code, and can't understand that. He's getting into digital and working with that. And to top it off, now he's learning owl languages.
Well, it's like I said a while ago, your ham license is a license to learn. That's what Mr. Ray Allison used to say. And there's so much and so many different ways you can go with ham radio, Walt, that it's just amazing. If you want to do digital, you can do that. If you want to do slow scan TV, you can do that. If you want to do CW, you can do that. If you want to do phone, you can do that. You can do all of them or none of them, there's even other things that you can get into, meteor scatter, moon bounce, satellites, the list just goes on and on and on, and if it weren't for the amateur radio community, a lot of the developments that we have now, we wouldn't have, because the hams have come up with a lot of this stuff. They may work for somebody else, but they go home and play with it in their ham shack or, on their workbench and stuff and come up with all kinds of new stuff. So you never know where it's going to come from there, Walt.
I don't know what I'd do, Gary, if it wasn't for this hobby and my health the way it is, but I got down here in my shack. I think I started on it Monday, and that little wall there where my refrigerator and all was, I tore that out, and I was gonna build a bench over there to put these boat anchors on that I'm waiting on recap kits for. Put them all over there and clear my operating desk off. And then my daughter today come down here. I'd been out there raking some leaves, and she came off work and said, "Daddy, you walking slow." And wintertime's coming, and these leaves are falling. She said, "You gonna move your radio equipment up into the house. We got plenty of room for you up there." And I'm afraid I might fall out here during the winter. And she said, if you move your equipment into the house. Think about it, Daddy. I've got a truck, you got a truck, and we love camping. And what you've done in there, you've cleared out enough to put a hideaway bed or a sofa that you pull out for a bed and can sleep two more people. And all we, it's got good tires on it. They're starting to dry rot. But said, we can pull that thing and go to a lake and go camping. I said, well, heck, I'm in the camper now and I'm at the lake. Why should I go to another lake? Spend that money and pay for the campground? I can just go to the bridge and that public pier and sit down there and fish all I want for free. Go S in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net, VK4OYM. Well, Walt, it sounds to me like she's got plans for your ham shack. But tell her, said, well, you know, if we go somewhere like that, I've got these wire antennas, so if we go to a different campground, I'll just string my antennas up and still talk on my ham radios, but they got to have some ham radios in the camper as well as in the house and see what she says. I've got enough boat anchors in here. I just have to get me a 8310 transmitter. I'm looking for a Heatkit 401. I've got the 301 receiver. I haven't even ordered the recap kit for it yet. I'm waiting on these others to get here because if I order them, they're going to be on back order, and I've been getting the kit. They usually ship within 7 to 10 days from Hayseed, and I've been waiting 3 months now, and I got an email, I believe it was Saturday, said they'd be here in late December or early January, and I've got three different boat anchors tore apart waiting on recap kits. And the radio I got over there at AK, say, of the DX-302, it needs recapping. All it does is squeal. And I've not even ordered a recap kit for it yet. So I got two I'm waiting to order parts for, and three apart that I've already ordered parts for. And I got to make some room in here, but she said, no, it's all going up to the house, Daddy. Some of you, you know, you don't mind being in there, but she can't fuss about you being on the radio. That big master bedroom back there with TV in it. She stays back there once she, don't get home from work till about 6:30 in the afternoon. And she always fixes something to eat or and gets a shower and she'll go to bed. And my grandson, he's got his bedroom and I got my bedroom and there's a big family room in there with the fireplace. And and then a dining room that the girl we bought the place from, it's boxed up from the floor to the ceiling with her stuff, and she keeps promising I'm going to get a storage building, and I'll be there within a week or two and get it. I wouldn't have the stuff. She's got boxes and boxes of old Reader's Digest. They are so old, they are turning yellow. I told my daughter that'd be good to start fires with in the fireplace this winter. I mean, there's nothing in there worth anything. It's just boxes and old camcorders that took the big DVDs, and she said none of them worked, but I don't want to get rid of them. And three or four old laptop computers. I mean, antique. laptops with no power supplies or nothing. And it's just all a bunch of junk. It ain't worth renting a storage building and putting it in there. I'd haul it to the dump over here at, up here off 292 to the main landfill. I'd haul it all up there. I would go through the expense of renting a U-Haul to haul it off in and then get a storage building. But some boxes in there are pictures of the kids growing up and all of that. I don't know why she wants to leave this stuff here. And all that stuff on the front porch, it's just junk. And we can't even clean the front porch off. Sit out there on the front porch for boxes and milk crates of junk. But I love it living here. And well, I got a cat crawling up on my keyboard. I had two dogs, and Gary, when I moved here, I had two rescued cats and one rescued little kitten that just showed up, soaking wet and hungry, like it hadn't been born long. And now, there's five kittens and three adult cats that were wild. They were coming over here getting in the trash, tearing everything up. And I started feeding them as they quit tearing everything up. And then one of the mama cats, she come across the road the other day with a little baby kitten in her mouth and set her down out there at the pole where I feed them. Went back across the road, come back with another one. Went back across the road, come back with another one. That is 10 cats that coming over here to eat that aren't mine. I'm going through 22 pounds of cat food a week, Gary. So I'll back you. Oh, I want to tell you one more thing. That stuff I wanted that you got, it won't be this week, but I'll get in touch with you the week after. That's when my daughter gets her higher on bonus. I won't help so bad down where she worked. After you're there 30 days, they give you a $1,000 bonus. Then after 90 days, you get another $1,000 bonus. And she said, Daddy, I love that job. It's the best job I ever had. But I just want to let you know I'd be over getting that stuff. And I'm still kind of halfway interested in that 80-meter center fifth dipole. I've got one up running north and south. I'd like to get another going east and west, but I'll talk to you later about that, Gary. KI4DOS, I'll say 73s now. This is K4OIM for ID. I'll say 73s, and I'll talk to you later, Gary. And thanks for sticking around for the round table when I have it and trying to help me out with that. So I'll say 73s, Gary.
Well, you know, you live there on the lake, and I believe I could make some of them cats disappear. Of course, I wouldn't throw them down there in the lake. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't do that. I would take them to the animal shelter, though, see if somebody else might want some. I'm with you. I don't believe I could feed 10 cats. Some of them would have to just go hungry as far as I, my pocketbook ain't that deep, and, I'm not going to try to keep up 10 cats. I like to eat, too, occasionally. And if I had to feed 10 cats, I wouldn't get to eat as often as I do.
Wow, they won't let you touch them, but two of them, one big old orange fluffy one, a female, she got to where she'll come up to me and rub on my legs and let me pet her. And then her brother, he's another orange one, he's a male,
He's got to, he'll come in here and jump up in my lap, just purr and make me rub his head. But the other eight, you can't even get close to them. They are gone like a streak of lightning, Gary. I think you got somebody else out there on the stump, so I'll say 7-3, Gary, and let you catch whoever's up. I'll be here listening. I appreciate you talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, as always. And I meant to tell you the other night, congratulations on the 1,500 check-in on the sideband net the other night. Glad you got that. And I've got one of those certificates myself. I got lucky and hit the 1,500 number one night. And I'm glad that you got one as well. But you take care, and the stuff is here. It'll be here when you get ready for it, and I won't go away with it, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, you take care. Tell your daughter I said hello, and that little grandson. I don't know how many grandchildren that you have there, but I did get to see the little one, and got to speak to him when, even though he was bashful. Tell everybody we said hello, and look forward to doing it again real soon there, Walt. In the meantime, you take care, and be careful out there on them leaves. Don't slip and fall. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Bound Vulta W1IMX. Doc, you still around? IMX. Doc, you still with us? With anyone for comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment or any other check-ins, call KI-4DOS. About wrap it up this evening. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of writer's cramp. I'll submit my net report electronically here, and then I'll finish closing the net out. I had a grand total of 61 tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with me. Again, come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.